moving over our current fossil fuel equipment over to electrical EVs. Passengers that travel and use the airport will see additional electrical high loaders for loading passengers onto the aircraft, an electrical ambulift. And, you know, right across the airport, there's also a drive to sustainability. So we're also delighted that we received funding towards towards our first solar PV farm. So we've plans here to develop a 1.3 megawatt solar farm, which will support up to half the airport's energy requirements over the coming years. So overall, we were very pleased with the announcement, and we acknowledge and thank the government for the continued support. Without it, we wouldn't be able to continue, because while we can cover, for the most part, our operational costs here as a business, it's the capital costs that airports of our scale require support on.
And I guess when people just hear, oh, there's going to be €5 million of funding allocated towards the airport, some people may assume and hope, oh, well, maybe this could make them go even further in terms of their flight range and broaden more opportunities there. But that's completely unrelated. That's a passenger cap issue. That's something completely separate for the airport, isn't it? That this funding here is just about, I guess, improving the experience of all passengers currently travelling through the airport, and just to provide improvements and developments to works in place there, isn't it?
Yeah, this funding, just to be clear, this funding is 100% focused on the critical safety infrastructure for the airport. So it's unrelated to the growth of the airport in terms of passenger facilities. It's very much focused on, as I outlined, fire safety, security, and air traffic control, in terms of what's called the core operating activities for the airport, to ensure that we meet all of the requirements of our aerodrome license. In relation to the passenger growth and new routes, you know, I'm pleased to say that this year we've seen a continued strong growth in passenger travel. So last year, the airport handled just over 830,000 passengers. And it looks like we're on track. Certainly in the first 4 months, we've seen an increase of about 11% over the same period last year. And it looks like we're on track to handle over 900,000 passengers this year, which would be a record year for the airport.